me 1 second. I'm looking up his number right now. So I'm going to try to get him on the platform real quick. So I can't see the screen, but y'all just work with me, please. All right? Try to get Street TV on here real quick. Come on, goddamn. Let me go to, I got to scroll all the way down. Did I? Street TV? Do I got Street TV in? Hold on. Street TV. Hold on. Street. Sorry, everybody. Here we go. Let me try to give him a call real quick. Let me do that. Let me call him. See if he pick up. Y'all probably can't hear it, but I'm calling him right now. It's ringing. Give me a second. All right. I'll leave him a message. All right, he's not picking up. Let me see if you want to come on. Do. I'm on my show about Tory Lanez found guilty. Live now. All right. One last thing, y'all. I know y'all gonna be tired of me saying it, but I need somebody to call in one more time to see if this shit worked now. Yeah, man, this is really fucked up. This is really fucked up. Let's go ahead real quick.
You want to know exactly how I'm feeling, sir? I just stood here in this Los Angeles County and witnessed the worst miscarriage of justice that this world has yet seen. You want to know how I feel? I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I got some names that I want to call. Alex Spiro, Desiree Perez, and the whole wicked system of Roc Nation, including you, Jay-Z.
Yes. Yes.
You who say you rose from the gutter, but you have traded and bartered souls of young men, and you're still doing it. The only independent witness in this courtroom is a man whose name is Sean Kelly. He came to court, and our attorneys, he would not even shake their hand after he went up there with Kathy Toff and Alex Bart. They messed with ours. And then the man came back and sat in the hallway while he sat with Tony Little, the prosecutor's investigator, who acted so dumb, an intelligent woman who did not want, listen, I've seen so much else buried in this, and I know exactly what the public out here will say. Don't talk. You will say, I say this because I'm a father. See, I am a father of thousands around the world. I'm a father of my kids, but a spiritual father to many. And I don't make stupid allegations because I got nothing better to do. You all have been bartering and trading the souls of young black and brown men in this country. And I'm calling on all the umbrellas. I'm calling on everybody in this country to begin to rise up because your sake is done dirty. Trust me, you will see that our God does not fail.
I know that
this is wickedness. Right. This district attorney, Ms. Kathy Toft, is the same one that witnessed or knew that 5 sheriff's deputies in L.A. County beat a Spanish man with the last name Carrillo until the guy was beaten to and passed out. ABC News interviewed that man after eyewitness, and he said, I thought I would never be here to see my child born, and I would never been able to be around to see my other child rise up. But I'm telling you, this court system is not for justice. It's about wins and losses, and they dirty to do whatever they can. Jay-Z, let me speak to you.
We have kids.
Rock Nation, because my son refused to sign a Rock Nation deal with you.
Yes.
Desiree Perez, you wicked witch.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
You turned on your co-conspirators
Back.
Country, and you rode on them before for the Fed to give you a deal. All of you, trust
facts.
Me, I have intercessors, prayer warriors around the world. I will not stop until you are cut off. No, we don't shoot you with guns, but we know exactly how to bring you down in the spirit.
They all have children.
It's all done.
That's what I thought.
Open way, guys. Open up.
Talk your shit, Pops. Talk your shit, son. Talk your shit, Pops. That's real shit. This shit is about wins and fucking losses. They don't care. It's all about their title. So the lady who is the prosecutor there, now she's going to move up in the ranks by doing dirty. Desiree Perez, come, you know, they, listen, hold up, let me find that motherfucking video. Matter of fact, we're going to do, shout out to the homie, Art of Dialogue, Gene Dill, Art of Dialogue. We're going to go here. We're going to go right here. Hold on, let me just find it, give me some time. Did anybody else call? All right, we got 11111. 111, you're on the air. Can you say something real quick? Thank you, family.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
All right, let me turn it up. Say it one more time, family.
Hear me?
Can y'all hear the guy that's on the phone? Now you mad low, bro. Where you at?
Y'all hear me?
Okay, because my speaker's all the way on 100. Can anybody hear him? Not me, but the person on the phone. Somebody's saying barely, someone is saying yes, because you sound mad low.
Wow.
All right. But at least they can hear. So if y'all want to call in, call that number in that's on the screen, please. And hopefully your phone is not low. But I want to say thank you for your call. I definitely appreciate you, man. Okay? Thank you for calling in, King. All right,
cool.
Peace. Yeah, I definitely want to hear y'all thoughts, y'all. Definitely want to hear y'all thoughts. Let me go to this Gene Dill shit. Hold on. Let me share my screen so y'all can follow me. This is so fucked up, son. Rock Nation, y'all a piece of shit, son. You don't think his father was saying some bullshit? You don't think him and his father talk about the deals? And his father's a spiritual man, so you know he's giving him some spiritual guidance. I was told earlier that he did an interview on, and I'm talking about Tory, he did an interview on a Breakfast Club, and I think it's a year or two ago, whatever, and he was talking about somebody told him, because he was brought up in the churches, so was warning him. He said somebody was warning him to be, you know, to change your lifestyle, because it's going to, you know, I'm paraphrasing, that it's going to be, you know, it's going to be worse times in the future. And I don't think he took, maybe that's coming back to bite him. You know what I mean? I want to find that clip too, but it's been a minute, but I'll see. Let me, hold on, man. What's that one? When he was talking about Puff Daddy snitching, and he talked about Jay-Z with the shit that they had. Puff Daddy, snitch. Let me just put that right here. And he talked about Jay Prince too. I mean, Jay-Z, excuse me. Shout out to Art of Dialogue. We're gonna check this out too. It all makes sense. And let me just say this out for health's sake. Anyway, goddamn it, I can't even get my words out. I'm excited, in a bad way. This is fucked up. All of this is alleged. However, people like Gene Dill was on the scene firsthand. You understand what I'm saying? Let's rock out with this, man. Shout out to Art of Dialogue. Make sure you subscribe to the platform. Let me mute my mic. Area code 6062. Hold on 1 second. As soon as it's done, I'm going to put you on, all right?
I got you, bro. This is Mind Over Matter.
It one of them. Hold on. Because he talked about fucking Jay-Z. He talked about Jay-Z. But basically what he said, because I don't want to bore y'all, but what he said is that Jay-Z is the one that told the feds about the Prince, they getting that production deal as well. You understand what I'm saying? And Desiree Perez, let me make sure I'm unmuted. And Desiree Perez is, you know what happened to her. You know what she did? She got a lot of people locked up, and you don't think they still in cahoots? You don't think they still talking? You don't think they still giving information? That shit is crazy. Anyway, let me, hopefully y'all can hear this person. We got area code 762. Everybody, please let me know y'all can hear this person's voice. 762, you on the air. What's up, fam?
What's up, fam? It's Mind Over Matter. You can hear me?
I mean, I can hear you. Hopefully they can hear you. Can y'all hear him? Y'all, please press one if y'all can hear him. Go ahead.
What's going on, man? Like right now in America, it's showing how broken our system is, you know. With between the Megan's trial and the Young Thug trial, it just, I'm talking about, they just doing whatever they want to do. Like,
Hold on, Kevin.
Like,
No.
Okay.
Do me a favor. I'm sorry, because I don't, they say they can't hear you. And I just spent $40 on this bullshit. All right. Sorry. I'm going to put the link in there if anybody want to get on the panel. You see what I'm saying? All right. Fuck that. Hold on. I'm going to put the link in. If anybody want to get on the platform, on the panel, the link is right there in the chat. This is so fucked up. So messed up. And please let me know if what's the name is live too, Millie. All right. Yeah, this is crazy. To be honest, I want to hear this one more time. I really do. I really want to hear this again. Oh, shit. Why I do that? Mind over matter. I see. Hold on. Damn. My bad. One more time, y'all. My bad.
I just stood here in this Los Angeles County and witnessed the worst miscarriage of justice that this world has ever seen. You want to know how I feel? I'll tell you exactly how I feel. I got some names that I want to call. Alex Spiro, Desiree Perez, and the whole wicked system of Rock Nation, including you, Jay-Z.
Yes. Yes.
You who say you rose from the gutter, but you have traded and bartered the souls of young men, and you're still doing it. The only independent witness in this courtroom is a man whose name is Sean Kelly.
Oh,
he came to court, and our attorneys, he would not even shake their hand after he went upstairs with Kathy Tuff and Alex Bart.
They messed with our witness,
and then the man came back, and I sat in the hallway. He sat with Jody Little, the prosecutor's investigator, who acted so dumb, an intelligent woman who did not want, listen, I've seen so much evidence buried in this, and I know exactly what the public out here will say. Don't talk. You will say, I say this because I'm a father. See, I am a father of thousands around the world. I'm a father of my kids, but a beautiful father to many. And I don't make stupid allegations because I got nothing to do. You all have been bartering and trading the souls of young black and brown men in this country. And I'm calling on all the umbrellas. I'm calling on everybody in this country to begin to rise up, because your sons have been done dirty. I thought I would never be here to see my child born, and I would never been able to be around to see my other child rise up. But I'm telling you, this court system is not for justice. It's about wins and loss, and they do dirty to do whatever they can. Jay-Z, let me speak to you.
He
has kids. Rock Nation.
Yes.
Because my son deals to sign a Rock Nation deal with you.
Yes.
And Desiree Perez, you wicked witch, you snitch.
Yes.
You turned the co-conspirators, all the whole mafia, one of you that was peddling drugs in this country, and you rolled on them before for the Fed to give you a deal. All of you, trust me, I have intercessors, prayer warriors around the world, and will not stop until you are cut off. No, we don't shoot you with guns, but we know exactly how to bring you down in the spirit.
We all have children.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. There's another thing. Hold on, let me hold on one more second. I see you in there. Hold on. Right here. I hate when this shit do that, man. I'm gonna have to fix this. I hate when this do this. All right, we got Mind Over Matter, Brooklyn. What's your thoughts on here while I fix this? What's your thoughts? Mind Over Matter first. Go ahead. Hey, I'm all right right now, man. Chilling. Just getting prepared. Zona. And like I was saying before, too, I feel like that this is making it a gender war as well between men and women. Again, I understand that what happened to her was wrong. However, we all have to take in consideration that everyone in this case should take some accountability. Megan Thee Stallion was jealous. Megan Thee Stallion was drunk. Megan Thee Stallion was enraged. Megan Thee Stallion came to someone's house and caused so much ruckus that she had to get kicked out. Let's think about that. Let's all put what led up to what happened. Not saying what happened was justified, but let's just understand the premise, the foundation, the inception of what started it all. Who was the one that can't be trusted? Megan. Who was the person that do everybody dirty? Megan, who sneaks around and fuck their best friend's guys, Megan, and you have the nerve to get jealous because he's in a pool with Kylie Jenner, and you next to your so-called best friend that you're fucking. You're not even paying attention that she told you how much she had a crush on him, and you're not paying attention to that. You snuck behind her back to fuck the man, and you showing your jealous actions in front of her. You understand what I'm saying? And then get upset. With him, you make Kelly get upset. Y'all tag team him because he in the pool flirting. For him, you're cursing him out or whatever, and then he just blew up the spot. Now it's Kelly is the main focus. Kelly is the main perpetrator of this fucking crime, and you stink bitches not even looking at it. That's everything right there. Right. What's your thoughts, Brooklyn and Kelly? Ladies, if y'all want to get on the platform or whatever, please do, because I want to hear what y'all got to say, because it's a whole lot. I would like to engage with the ladies. Do any ladies have something to say? But anyway, go ahead, brother. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let me go to Street TV. And men don't grab hair. You know what I'm saying? That's women shit. That's it. That's right. Dana Renee. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Fact. At all. The street is the myth. All right, now hold that thought. I want to rotate. Dana Renee, what's your thoughts, love? The Shade Gym Dropper. Unmute yourself. Dana Renee, you there? You got to unmute yourself. One more. You almost had it. Wait. Just tap it one time. Damn, what happened? You must got some big ass thumbs or something. Until you get it right, we're going to go to Shade Gym Dropper. All right, she got to cut out, go out, and come back in. Shay, what's up? What's going on? Yeah, it's very unfortunate, and everybody listened to the same case together, and it's like they are like overlooking that Kelsey wanted immunity, and they not even looking at the fucking what was said and the contradicting and testimonies and lying that. Right. Absolutely. Let me rotate it. Dana Renee, you can unmute yourself now. And then after this, I'm going to go to what I'm thinking about play the rest of this. But I want to go to Street TV, too, because he just did something like an hour ago. So we're going to go to two more videos after this one more rotation. You can speak. Go ahead, Dana. What's up, love? Yes. What's up? All right. All right. That's right. That's all, because it's 95% of male DNA. That's not Tories. So what the fuck? Can I say one more thing? I promise I shut up about the how about the gun being in the bags and none of the females is claiming they not claiming anything of whose gun it is. I didn't. Right. Mm-hmm. I hit up. Yeah, that's a fact. I'm about to play it right now. Oh, well, damn, it's only 30. Damn, it's 32 minutes. I'm going to play some of it. Hold on, I'm going to. Yeah, he refused. All right, hold on. Everybody mute your phones, please. Now, and what I'm going to do as well, Street TV hit me back. He said he'll come on, but that was close to a half an hour ago. I didn't see it, so I just sent the link. So I'm going to see if he get on the show, because he was actually, you know, at the court building as well today. And if he don't, I will just go to the video that he put up. All right, so this is Tory. This is 32 minutes, so I'm going to try to skim so we can get right to the meat and potatoes of this live. So, all right, let's get it. Carl Crawford just did a fun live stream and I missed it. From 1501 Certified. I think he did a live stream with Millie. So I'm trying to see if he like will save it and put it up on his account. I don't know. But if anybody have it, can find it, make sure y'all let me know and DM me. Let me ask y'all something. Do y'all want to hear the whole thing? I just want to try to skim to the part where the Roc Nation is. I don't know where it's at, but I would like to hear that part. So, yeah. All right. I'm hearing everybody saying, yeah, I only go by the majority rules. So I got 4 years already. No problem. All right, thank you. Peace. All right, so I'm gonna press play. I'm gonna play a good 10 more minutes of it, because there's other videos that I want to play as well. All right, so let's get it. Yeah, Street TV just called me, so he'll be on in the next 20 minutes. I'm gonna leave that right there. Man, this whole thing is crazy, man, and I feel sorry for the dude. You know what I'm saying? They all know exactly what happened when it happened, and you could tell that he's leaving out that they had a fight. So certain details that he don't even want to put out there. You know what I mean? So it was almost like, you know, from what I'm getting from him, it's almost like that the public opinion swayed Megan to basically say what she said what happened, not necessarily exactly what happened. So it was almost like the public was forcing her to basically tell the world what happened, or and maybe she needed some time to create that story. Who knows? But the evidence shows, those are bars. Who knows? But the evidence shows that Kelsey is the main culprit. If Tory was the one that shot, he would ask for immunity. But since he's the corporate, he's the one that they want, I don't think he's going to be able to, he wouldn't be able to get it anyway because he's the one that's being charged. Yes, he apologized to her. He apologized to Kelsey. Yeah, Tory apologized to Kelsey for getting her arrested. Or he apologized for how everything turned out and basically by blowing up the spot. And me personally, I think that Megan and Kelsey was fucking each other. Like, they've been fucking with each other for a minute. You see all the videos of them dancing with each other. They smacking and rubbing on each other's asses and shit like that. You know Megan is bi. And you and probably what's-her-name is bi, too. No pun intended. No, you know what I mean? Whatever floats your boat. Enjoy. But it's a lot of stuff that basically that, you know what I mean? Like, that happened. And it's more internal. I think it was more internal because Kelsey just got fed up. After like, damn, bitch, another one? After I told you how I feel about Tory Lanez, that I found him cute, I got a crush on him, and you go back and fuck this nigga? Like, listen, her whole resume in the industry, people don't like her. Why is that? I think what we have to understand sometimes, like I said before, differentiate the goddamn artist from the person. Yes, you like her music, the WAP, wet ass pussy, all that shit, cool, because I love a wet pussy too, but that's not where I'm going. And again, I love some wet pussy. I have to remind y'all twice. But goddamn, I just feel like this whole shit is fucked up. Brooklyn and Cali, y'all can open the panel back up. What's really good? And I'm going to go to the Millie shit and wait for the homie come on, then I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Yeah, y'all can unmute. Go ahead, Brooklyn and Cali, what's good? Right. Dana, the mind over matter. Right, and it went off, or he took it and shot the rest in the air, so it would be. Literally. Hold on. Wait. Hold that thought. Shade of Pink. I would like for you to get on the panel. No one is going to argue. Everybody's going to have their thoughts. You said he did it trying to spin a scenario to suit yourself. Okay. I would like for you to get on the panel and speak with Dana. Y'all two females, I won't interrupt. Wait, hold that thought. I would like to know what are you going to do, Shades of Pink. I will put the link in there. I would like to know your thoughts. We need to have a respectful dialogue. Everybody don't need to be on the same page. This is what this dialogue is for. No emotion. Let's just go with what the testimony and the transcripts say. So hold on, love. I hear it all in your breath. You ready to go? Listen, Miss... Shades of Pink. Do you want to get on Shades of Pink? Huh? I guess not. That's the thing right there. We can't just go off of your emotions that have nothing tangible to back it up. You know, I think that's the thing with, again, not all, but some women. Y'all think with emotions, never anything that's rational. Like I said, not all. But y'all have to stop doing that because you going from your emotions, love. Get that shit out of there. That's little kid stuff. Only little kids go off their emotions. Okay? You should be grown. Anyway, in conclusion, Dana, and then Mind Over Matter.
Yo.
All right. So Flower Bloom, hold on. So hopefully you have a, hold on. That's the wrong link. Well, if y'all want to donate too, y'all could do that too, man. Y'all been acting real funky, real stank. So Flower Bloom want to get on. I want to have a conversation. I want females to have a conversation with two different point of views, and that's actually going with how everything played out. So DQ said you agree with Shades of Pink, and somebody else said it. Nicole, you said you agree. Only thing I'm asking is I'm putting the link in there. Let's talk about it. This is what I like. Let's not go off of emotions, though. Put emotions to the side. Got to conclude. Again, I ain't going to cut you off, Dana. So off with one. You said what? All right, go ahead, nigga. All right, man. Thank you for coming on. Let's go to somebody that's new that's on here. Matter of fact, I see. Hold on. All right. What's that? Mogul Zan, hold on. Mega Bills, hold on. We got Flower Bloom. What's your thoughts? What's your thoughts? Is it an opposing view? Okay, go ahead. I'm with some women who has opposing views. Come on. Okay, well, Flower Bloom, hold on, sweetie. Hold on. I'm on an opposing view. So Mogul's Dan, you are the opposing view. Let's get it. I would say I definitely get it. I would like to just say we don't know if she's sitting behind her on the other side. And they get out, like the witness said, he seen the two girls fighting, and he didn't say Tori, but we know it to be Tori that was sitting in the driver's seat that did not get out yet. Didn't even get out yet. And initially he said that he seen her, they seen like a flash from a muzzle. And that's when the short guy came out. So that's when he went over there, then he seen a muzzle flashes again. So at the end of the day, if you don't know there's a gun involved, if you don't even know there's a gun in the car, how would you be able to stop that from happening when the person who bought it, what is the proof that he let her shoot? So we all going by a legitimate assumption, not facts. And what you said, that's an assumption, what you're saying. And what I'm saying is an assumption or what the
go ahead, sir. Go right ahead.
Hold on. Wait, let me ask this question. Didn't Tariq come up in a different car? He didn't come in with them, right? If I'm not mistaken, he didn't come. He left back in the car with them, like to leave because Megan didn't want to leave. Did they all go to the party together? Thank you. They left together. Am I correct? Did you listen to that report? Did you listen to that? Because the way you responded respectfully is like this is firsthand knowledge. Look, y'all, go right ahead. Go ahead. Look, we all cursed up in here. Go ahead. Hold on. I gotta mute both of y'all. I like this. We engaging, but hey, you started with the emotions first. Mogul Zan. So just relax. Relax, this is not choir practice, and everybody's not in sync with the high notes and the low and the baritones and the sopranos. Just hold on one second, brother. Hold your horses. Say what you have to say. Make it short, because I want to go around on the panel. All right? We should go make it short. And I meant to say that. Let me ask you a question. Who told you he's a felon? What's his record? How is he a felon? Let's get it. Talk about it. Don't take this on. So why the fuck did you say he a felon, then, bro? I'm going to go with one of the ladies said in here. They said, and I thought females was the ones who's emotional. You see that shit? Ooh. I got you, Mega. Bro. You really not. Go ahead, Mega. Hold on. I got him on. Wait, hold on, bro. Yo, hold on. A1. Yeah. I know you do, nigga. Go ahead. Wait, say that again? Hold on, I'm about to find it right now. Well, hold on, what's the name of the gun again? One more time. You said STCY. You said he's a felon. It's not about Megan. It's because he a felon. That's what you said, bro. Yeah, say something now, brother. Yeah, okay. Right. You was adamant. Listen, I hope you're not like brother. I hope you're not like listen. I hope you're not like Black 100 laying on your stomach, man, and being on this big panel talking like this. Tell you, like, what the fuck? That's what I'm saying. He's fishing. Yeah, I see that. He out of here. Nah, he's out of here. I kicked him out. He's just a waste of time. Mega. Mega, I don't know if you dropped out, but if you want to come back in, Mega, come back in. But then he, that nigga was laying on his stomach on the bed with his feet up and crossed on the phone. Whack 100, get your ass up out of here. God damn it. Yeah, I'm waiting on this dude to come on now. So let me see what he has to say right here though. But this is the Sky Guns. Let me see if they have colors. Oh, like this one right here, right? Something like that. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, but hey, this is it. God damn it. But let's go to. Hold on, God damn it. You feeling a lot of shit tonight. Nah. Go ahead, say what you got to say. Go ahead. I don't know what's going on with the audio. Are you outside somewhere? You got a scanner? You got a scanner, man. Yeah, that's waves and shit. Cops is off the block. Slow down. Uh-huh. All right, hold on one second, love. All right, so let's play some of this real quick, man. I want them to get on because right after that, man, I'm going to play the Millie joint. I'm out. Wait a minute. I don't know what you're talking about, love. You said I've been a fan of the channel, but not silencing me just because I don't hold the popular opinion. That's bullshit. What are you talking? Are you talking about me? That's why I wanted you to get on the platform so you can have this discussion. But if you feeling some kind of way, and I'm not even mad at you for having your opinion, I'm not the best person in the world, but I'm only nice to people just for a short period of time. So I'm just going to be nice now. I don't have any issues with you. You could definitely come on at any time you want and stuff like that. But if you get it twisted, you could just get the fuck up out of here. I'm sorry because I'm not judging you, sweetie. You know? So that's just me. And kiss my ass in advance. Let's get it. And much love, too. All at the same time. Much love, sweetie. That right there is crazy. That right there. She's not going to get on Pox. I've seen everything that you said, Shades of Pink. I'm not even messing with your crazy ass. Juro, you say you on the line. I'm not on it. You have to get on the panel. I'm about to wind down because I really got to start getting prepared to... take my ass down south. So I'm definitely going to be off the grid for quite a few days, but I will live for New Year's Eve. All right. And hopefully y'all show some love. Show your boy some love on New Year's Eve now. You know what I'm saying? So don't be acting all stank and shit. Anyway, what you have to say? Yours truly, and then we're going to Cali. Go ahead. I'm mute. Yours truly. Brooklyn the Cow. Yeah, we can. I'm going to show it right.